In a world hungry for truth, one podcast dares to challenge the status quo. Get ready to wake up, ask the tough questions, and demand the unfiltered truth. Wake your ass up with Tam Lawrence. With Tam Lawrence.
I've traveled around the world, made audiences roar with laughter, and now I'm ready to dive into the heart of the matter.
Tam Lawrence, a global thought leader and media mogul, brings you captivating conversations that cut through the noise.
Join me as we unravel the stories of political figures, entrepreneurs, Hollywood celebrities, award-winning authors, educators, and more.
This is real journalism. No holds barred. No sugarcoating. Get ready for content that will keep you on the edge of your seat.
Are you ready for shocking truths that will challenge your assumptions?
It's time to put aside the ordinary and embrace the extraordinary. Wake your ass up with Tam Lawrence.
Join me every Sunday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The truth awaits.
Hungry for truth, one podcast dares to challenge the status quo. Get ready to wake up, ask the tough questions, and demand the unfiltered truth. Wake your ass up with Tam Lawrence. With Tam Lawrence.
I've traveled around the world, made audiences roar with laughter, and now I'm ready to dive into the heart of the matter.
Tam Lawrence, a global thought leader and media mogul, brings you captivating conversations that cut through the noise.
Join me as we unravel the stories of political figures, entrepreneurs, Hollywood celebrities, award-winning authors, educators, and more.
This is real journalism. No holds barred. No sugarcoating. Get ready for content that will keep you on the edge of your seat.
Are you ready for shocking truths that will challenge your assumptions?
It's time to put aside the ordinary and embrace the extraordinary. Wake your ass up with Tam Lawrence.
Join me every Sunday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The truth awaits.
How many times do we sit and ponder on what other people think about us or whether we have the ability to do something or to create something or to even forgive, you know, our past? But one thing that I find to be quite interesting about humans is that we will take and pull the negative situations out of things and then carry it into our lives. I am one of the people that can probably express or tell you about experiences that holding on to pain and hate and unforgiveness, how that attacks your health. And so in order for us to grow, we have to forgive the things that have happened to us that were not so comfortable. And that takes a little bit of maturity, but also to understand that when you apply everything negative to your life, then the discourse of communication is vibrating negative frequencies back to you and receiving that. And so our tongue and our thoughts are so powerful because what we think of what's in the matters of our heart come out of our mouth. And a lot of times when you're struggling with wanting somebody to forgive you or wanting them to see you as a better person than what they perceive you to be, it's kind of out of our hands. You can't do that. But what I can say is that living in that space where trauma, victim attitude, it leads us down this path of uncertainty and in regular, I would say, erroneous tributes to our lives, because it, where we found negative, we can also find positive. Where we find unforgiveness, we can also find forgiveness. And so in these places and spaces in which we work, if we're always working from a place of hate, no matter how much you pray, no matter how much you do, no matter what you go, and no matter how many facades or masks that you put on, what's in your heart will always present itself. And so when we get pushed back from people, or we're not accepted by a particular group of people, does not mean that we are challenged at being accepted. Sometimes when you're created from a space, most of the time, you're created from a space where you are unique person that is called to do something. Every great leader has always had oppositions or adversaries, but yet they continue to keep going no matter what. And in that space, I have to say that people who are not willing to forgive or to transform the negative to a positive, you're attracting negative ions, right? To attract positive, you have to redirect or change the trajectory of how you feel or how you think about something. But in order to negate the negative, you have to have a positive. So people who are running around placing trauma bonds on people and trying to, you know, this person did this and this person did this, and this is why my life is like this, and this is why my life is like this. This is not why your life is like that. It's really the decisions that you keep making that create the creation of negativity in your life, or the disposition that you're in is uncomfortable. And that uncomfortability is where we find our truth. And if you're not willing to turn on that, you mistakenly lead the life that you've designed, not the life that God has designed for you, because God does not want us to be in a place of hate and unforgiveness and doubt and imposter. All of these things are not capable of, people outside of us are not capable of creating within us. We have to redirect what is in us in order for us to evolve to what we are to become. And so sometimes that is being vulnerable. Sometimes that is for putting ourselves out there in front of people that we don't feel like deserve it, but we do it because it is only our way of showing what God would do, how the God like in us. And so those things are things that I think that people should take into consideration as we move forward and in this journey called life. Because if you're looking for destination, if you're looking for success, it's not a destination, it is a journey. You know, so if you're looking for a happy life, that's a journey. If you're looking for success, that's a journey. If you're looking for wealth, that's a journey. And along that journey, you will have to go through some adversarial times, but knowing that whatever you're going into, God is carrying you, will bring you out of it. And I think that that's where our mindsets have to examine, what is my truth? Because sometimes telling yourself a lie for so long could become your truth. What is your truth? I'm not sure, but I want you to wake your ass up and ask yourself, what is my truth? Thanks for listening.